Brad is on the line. Hey, Brad, how you doing today?
I am, and I know that you are as well.
Count on it. You can count on it. I am. Definitely am. I'm coming over there to punch you.
Uh-oh, now what did I do? What article are you calling me about this time?
Part 18. Part 18, tapping into the source for Being Jesus, part 18.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but let me just describe it. I have to get some information, and I'm in a new town, in a strange place, and I'm kind of shy, not really sure of myself, and everybody looks really tall, and quite big, too. And I'm a little bit intimidated and frightened, and I go up to somebody that I met a little while ago, and I say to them, hey, I need an answer to this question. Where do I go? How do I do that? And the guy looks at me and says, well, just go over there and ask. That's what it feels like reading your article. Well, just go over there and ask.
Yeah. Well, and why don't you?
Well, because I just told you why. Because, one, I'm in a new town, new place. I'm feeling uncomfortable, unsure of myself. And that guy that he told me to go ask, he's huge. He looked like he could squash my head like a little grape in his fingers.
He can, but he won't.
Oh, I don't know, man. This doesn't look good. I think I'll just go back home. Thanks, bye. Seriously, that's what you're doing. Just go ask, bypass your expert opinion, and go direct to the source. Well, what if I've never asked the source before anything?
No better time than now to start.
Easy for you to say. You take it for granted.
No, I don't take it for granted. I take it from experience. And you're right, and I understand that. You know, there was, I don't know if you got the email I sent to, well, his name is David Weber, and I would call him a spiritual giant when it comes to working the tough streets around the country, including Canada. He's, you know, Toronto. He works with street folk, with homeless people and stuff. Just very engaging, very neat guy. And we've had this discussion before. He's kind of challenged me in the same way that you do, that my articles often don't tell people how. And the reason I mentioned this email was he was going into great detail about certain things related to, I'm going to put quotes on both sides of this, but spiritual warfare. And it was the most succinctly, concisely, clearly, I don't know if that's being redundant or not, but written thing I've ever seen on a subject. I mean, just boom, 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 boom. Just good stuff. But I told him he was asking for it. Asking from it, meaning that some of his audience would jump all over him and he would start inflaming the other side, so to speak. And I recognize that I'm not very clear often in just how to do it. I just say, okay, go do it. And you brought it up very, very well, but let me tell you, let's see, a lady, she's in her 40s. I happen to know that she lives in New Hampshire because she told me so. This is all email, but she wrote me I would have to call it a lovely email about the latest book you published, The Unrecognized You Discovered. What she said to me, she said, your website and your book have been so meaningful to me because I've never gotten anything out of church. In fact, I hated church. I never believed in Jesus Christ. I never believed in God. I just kind of did, but, you know, out of fear. And she said, you've made it so clear for me. Well, gee, I wish it was clear for everyone, but what she said that was key was, I just finally said, now I'm paraphrasing her, but I think this is pretty close, I just finally said, okay, if you're my source, and this is what she said, she said, if you're my source, then you're my source, and I'm coming to you. I need some answers for my life. And she says, Brad, I got the answers. Stuff I've worried about for almost a year. I'm putting the emotion in it because I felt the emotion in the email. But anyway, that's it. You know, everybody, why be afraid of something you can't even see? There are dark forces that I say you better have a little bit of healthy fear, but not the source of the universe, not the one who created you, not the one, if you're going to use an evangelical parlance, not the one that died for you. In fact, you know, if he is for you, who can be against you? Get over it. Go talk to him. Of course he's bigger than you. He created the whole dang universe. Now, Ryan, go talk to him and ask him whatever it is you want to ask.
Well, Brad, that's exactly, well, not exactly, but I had a similar experience to that lady. I was, you know, searching for answers in my life and poking around at different religions and ideas and things like that. And one morning going for a jog, I stopped my jog and I said, well, God, if you're real and out there, you made me who I am, and I'm a fighter. So let's go. Come on, show yourself.
Yeah, well, now that isn't the way you started this conversation. I'm new in town, and he's bigger than me. I don't want to ask him. Why'd you put me through this garbage you put me through?
I'll tell you why. You forget that there's other people on the end of the article that you write that don't have your experience, don't have this fearlessness or whatever it is you want to call it, and they need help. Some people need help to take a first step. For me, it was, I got all riled up. I was frustrated with my situation. I wasn't getting any answers from the human sources that I was looking for. And somebody said to me, well, you need God. Well, oh, sure. Like, I need that. Like, I need a hole in the head was my first thought. But but the same thing could be said after reading your article, tapping into the source. Well, just go ask the source. Well, oh, yeah, right. So I can live in a fantasy land like you, Brad Cullen?
Well, you know, the reason, I'm not sure, but it seems like perhaps, how's that for wiggle room? It seems like perhaps the email I mentioned earlier to David Weber was, I hoped the recipients of his article heard loud and clear something he said. And he said, you know, he basically said, all this stuff is meaningless unless you're led by the Holy Spirit. Well, I wrote back saying, look, and he copied what I wrote to him to his recipients. I think he has several thousand people he writes articles for. But what I said was, I don't know anyone who has gotten, understands and knows their, I use the term kingdom authority, because it's something that he uses and would understand, and so would his audience, to deal with spiritual entities that are not friendly. I don't know anybody that has gotten to the point of being able to deal effectively in that warfare and that battle unless they have broken through, have had a real, from much fasting and much prayer. The reason I'm familiar, and I know the reason you're familiar, is because we have both spent days and days and days going without food and praying fervently to break through into the kingdom. That's why we have such a familiarity, yeah. And if you want to go in that direction, that's a hint. But to start, I've seen more people jump into it using the same question you have. You know, Jesus, if you're real, come into my life. Or as you put it, God, if you're real, you know, I want to know you. You wanted to fight. Most people get to that point, they just are desperate. I need help. And that's what this woman needed. She needed help. She needed answers for her life.
Early on when I was in that search, and I got my first answer, I was quickly snared by the evangelical movement of Christianity. And because I just happened to have connected with a man who was mature, and I had more questions. And so, I mean, after I got the first realization that there was really a God out there, it didn't answer all my questions, just that knowledge that God is out there. That doesn't answer your questions. I still had lots of questions. And so I went to this man and I said, well, I need an answer and I don't know how to get it. And he said to me, well, the best way to get an answer is to fast. And I said, what's that? He says, don't eat. I go, oh, well, you sure? He says, yeah. He says, don't eat anything. 3-4 days should be fine. Drink water, lots of water. And every morning get up before anybody else in your house gets up. 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time that is, get up, get your Bible, and read your Bible, or just lay there and think about the questions that you want answers to, and God will answer them. I followed the guy's instructions to the T, and God answered. But I know for a fact that in the next 3 years that I was involved in organized Christianity, I never once heard those instructions from anyone. Anyone in the leadership role would not give you those instructions. They would give you the exact opposite. They'd say, well, you need the Holy Spirit, kind of like what your friend David Weber said. Well, how do I get the Holy Spirit? Well, you just have to read these scriptures. It's so vague. It's so lost. I got very lucky to meet people who believed that not only is God real, but he wants to have a conversation with you. And they showed me a direct route. Just do this. And while you don't agree maybe with David Weber's methodology, I do. I need that. I need a clear set of instructions to follow. That's the kind of person I am. And I have a feeling that most of our listeners or readers also need that clear-cut instruction. Now, the one that I got worked for me. I don't know if it'll work for somebody else, but it worked for me. So, hey, if you're out there and you're listening, give it a try. Fast. If that's too hard for you, don't fast. Just get up at 5 a.m. when nobody's there and just sit there and ask the question over and over and over and over and over and over and over until you get an answer. Try that one. What's the Brad Cullen method? The Brad Cullen method is throw yourself down on the floor and start pounding on it until you get the answer.
Yeah. You know, one woman I remember several years ago went out in the forest and pounded on a tree trunk until her hands bled.
I bet you she got an answer.
Well, one of my favorites, I'm sure I've probably shared this before, but it is my favorite, and I'll tell the story. I had a guy, he was a Chinese fellow, this was in Hawaii, on the big island of Hawaii, came to me, you know, Brad, you know, I'm wondering if you would mind meeting a new friend of mine. He's a businessman. And he's so turned off by Christians. And I tried to talk to him about Jesus, and he says, I don't want to hear any of that Jesus shit. So he says, but you're so much better at talking to people than I am. Would you mind meeting him? I said, yeah, okay. So anyway, he set it up, and I was supposed to meet him and this guy. Guy's name was Peter Wager. Tall guy, about 6'6", businessman. We met on in his office building in Hilo, Hawaii. I go up and we're supposed to meet at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I walk up the stairs and down the hall. It's kind of, if you've ever been in Hawaii, there's, you know, one of these open places where you have more of a portico than a hallway. And so I see Lester way down there at the end, talking to this big, tall guy. Lester was a very athletic tennis player, but he's very short. And he's looking up with almost a bent neck way up at Peter, who's standing there, obviously not happy with him. Got his hands on his hips, and he's looking down, his fist coiled, you know, right up in his waist there, and looking down at him, and so I'm walking up, and Peter hears me and turns around and he says, Lester, and he says, oh, Peter, this is Brad. Brad, this is Peter. Well, I have to go now. You two have a lot to talk about. Goodbye. He runs off. I said, what on earth? So Peter looks at me and he says, well, I suppose you are one of these born again people. And I said, I don't really like the term. He said, really? Why is that? And I said, it's a term Jesus used, and even in the original language, but, it's just most people who go around saying they are really have some problems. He says, oh, I'm so glad you said that, because every time I've been screwed in business, it's been by one of these born-again people. So I said, really? Well, that doesn't mean you have to throw out the baby with the bathwater, He says, so why don't you come in and let's talk? So we go into his office and go into this private area, and he waves at his receptionist, who, crazily enough, is sitting way in the back of this large office with three or four clerks in there. And he said, hold all my calls. And we walked through a couple of hallways and into this kind of inner sanctum that was this beautifully appointed private office. And he waves me to a chair, and he sits in another chair on the side of his desk. And he says, so what do you think you have to tell me? And I said, I said, hey, Peter, the only thing I can tell you is, look, why don't you just ask Jesus if he's real? If he's real, he's real. If he's not, he's not for you. I don't know what else to say. He yells at the top of his lungs, Jesus Christ, if you are real, I need help. My life is a mess. They start crying, and the tears start coming down. So that's one of my favorite stories. That's real life. It's not too many years ago. How's that one?
Perfect. It is a good one.
What do you want to talk about this article? It's the shortest thing I think I've ever written.
Because I think you're unfair to the reading and listening audience. You just go ask the source.
Have we straightened it out, or haven't we?
I think we have straightened it out, but, I was never satisfied with this answer from my mother. Oh, go ask your dad. So why would I accept it from you?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Go ask your dad.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm suggesting you do right now.
Okay, thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time today. As usual, Brad, I look forward to the next installment, number 19. I hope that we've cleared up what it means to go to the source for some people. And each of you can find your own way. Just go try a bunch of ridiculous things until you get one that works.
Hey, sounds good to me, because, stay away from formulas, including the one from Brad Cullen or the one from Ryan Bruce. They're just stuff that works for us.
That's right. And it works today. It doesn't work tomorrow.
Oh boy. That's the deal. Hey, if we're done, may I say something to you?
I don't know. Is it for prime time? Are you going to use expletives again like you always do?
Thank you for calling, Ryan.
That was a setup. Thanks for taking my call. Bye, Brad.
Bye-bye.